Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. It's June 18th, 2015. All the geek without the wait. Hello and good morning. Welcome everybody to another one of these. But closer to that day, we're from geekradiodaily.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course the website at the aforementioned geekradiodaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, that there, the man with the smarts, it's Saucy.
I know you got brains. I believe in you. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
In this life, there are nothing but possibilities.
As long as you keep your mind open. What happened, yo?
1583, the first life insurance policy was issued in London.
1815, Napoleon was defeated at Waterloo. Out of 64 land battles, Napoleon was defeated only twice at the cost of 3 million French citizens. But what a brilliant tactician.
1876, inventor W.H. Richardson patented the children's carriage.
1928, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic on the trimotor plane called Friendship.
1948, Columbia Records unveiled the first 33 1/3 LP phonograph record. The new disc offered superior sound quality and fewer interruptions from 78 RPM records.
1981, the first genetically engineered vaccine was announced. It was designed to prevent hoof and mouth disease.
1983, Dr. Sally Ride became the first American woman in space as a mission specialist when she and four colleagues blasted off aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger.
1989, John Wayne Bobbitt married Lorena L. Gallo. Their marriage got cut short a few years later.
1996, Ted Kaczynski, suspected of being the Unabomber, was indicted on 10 criminal counts.
Good. Birthdays?
Willa Holland is 24, Catelyn Cooper on The O.C.,
Renee Olstead is 26. She's a singer. She's been on things. But also, she plays Madison on The Secret Life of an American Teenager.
Elena de la Garza is 39. ADA Connie Rabirosa on Law & Order.
Brian Benben is 59. Martin Tupper on Dream On. Dr. Sheldon Wallace on Private Practice.
Carol Kane is 63. Grandma in Adam's Family Values.
She's also the Ma of the Penguin right now. Also 63, Isabella Rossellini, model. She's been in Blue Velvet. She's been in Death Becomes Her. She's been in a lot of stuff.
Chris Van Allsburg is 66, author of Jumanji, The Polar Express, and Zathura.
No longer with us, born this date in 1942, Roger Ebert, movie reviewer, passed away April 4th, 2013.
Richard Boone, 1917, Paladin on Have Gun, Will Travel.
Michael Sheard, born in 1938, played Adolf Hitler six times in his career, including he was Hitler in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
E.G. Marshall, 1914, Juror Number 4 in 12 Angry Men, The President in Superman 2.
Born in 1908, Bud Collyer, TV game show host from Beat the Clock, but also on the radio, he was your Clark Kent Superman in The Radio Adventures of Superman.
E.W. Scripps, 1954, newspaper publisher, founder of the United Press International News Syndicate.
And also in 1908, Nedra Voles, Ms. Emma Tisdale on The Dukes of Hazzard, and Adelaide Brubaker on a little show called Different Strokes. What's on tonight, fool? Oh, bless you.
Tonight on ABC, The Astronaut Wives Club, and Mistresses.
Yay, premieres. NBC, new episodes of Aquarius and Hannibal.
Reruns of The Big Bang Theory, The Odd Couple and Mom.
Fox has the U.S. Open Golf Challenge. Challenge.
New Beauty and the Beast on the CW.
ABC Family showing Bruce Almighty.
A&E Beyond Scared Straight.
Disney XD, Doctor Who. Idiot's Lantern. Good epi.
True Lies on AMC.
CMT, it's a new party down south, y'all.
Tanked on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central, it's an Always Sunny in Philadelphia marathon.
New Naked and Afraid on Discovery Channel.
FX is showing Grown Ups, followed by a new episode of The Comedians.
Blazing Saddles on Encore.
FXX, The Simpsons. Tonight, it's Transportation Night, including from Season 4, Marge versus the Monorail. Monorail.
On FXM, Mama.
Monorail. IFC is showing Ghost Rider, followed by a new episode of Marin.
You, Me, and Dupree on HBO.
Spike TV for Guys has The Guy's Choice 2015.
Mountain Men on History Channel.
TNT Clash of the Titans, the remake, not the original one.
Meet the Parents on Cinemax.
USA has the premiere of a new show called Complications. I almost said Compilations, but that's different.
Fear on Showtime.
Ah, MTV, a new episode of Ridiculousnessness.
Maleficent on Stars.
Sundance featuring Rambo 2 and Rambo 3, the one where America fights side by side with the Taliban to defeat the Russians.
Boyhood on the Movie Channel.
I always find those so incredibly funny. Over on BET, they're showing Alex Cross, but tonight, if we're going to be watching anything on television, you know where we're turning. To the Lifetime Movie Network, because a rivalry among three high school girls leads to a shocking act of violence that leaves one of them dead, and the mother of the dead teen intends to see justice prevail. Barbara Allen Woods and Lexi Ainsworth star in Death Click.
You've got mail.
Mr. Flynn, I have been hearing during the TV pages one Doctor Who on Disney XD of all channels. This leads me to a question. Do you think the world could handle a Doctor Who visit to Phineas and Ferb? I don't know if the world could handle the awesomeness, but I am willing to try because these two epic shows need to meet till war. War actually changes. Make my GRD. That's from Tommy. Well, Tommy, that's a great idea, but the problem is, if you heard the TV pages, the series finale of Phineas and Ferb happened. The last day of summer has occurred, so it's going to have to be a special. And for it to be a special, we're going to have to really beef up the Disney XD crossover potential. I think what would be great would be if Doctor Who, Phineas and Ferb, ended up in Gravity Falls and solved a few mysteries. That would be a damn fine time. If you've got great show ideas, please send them to this. It's podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Weekend Eve, of course, means we're talking about shooting other people in the face, because that's what good friends do. We'll be right back.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop, when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. A purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn, and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hi, this is for a Geek Radio Daily, Sweep the Leg, from Marty Sensei Cove.
Indeed, Sensei. I didn't want to do it, Danielson. Welcome back. It's GRD. It is your Weekend Eve edition, and that, of course, means it's time to get us some new things to play on the television.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Clodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring!
You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Indeed they did. There's new things available out there. We're going to talk about more than we normally do because we're going to be off after this weekend, after this week to move. So let's talk some video games. What is out and what will be out, sir?
From the PS4, Plantside 2, Batman Arkham Knight, Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition, Final Fantasy...
14. I know, Roman numerals 30.
Tales from the Borderlands, Episode 3, Catch a Ride, Asta Breed... J-Star's Victory VS Plus, Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasma Extended, and One Chanbara 72 Z2 Chaos.
Okay. Well, Xbox One has quite a few of those. For the 23rd, Batman Arkham Knight, Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition, Tales from the Borderlands, Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasm. And then, no, Blaze Blue is going to be June 30th, and that kind of is it for... Xbox.
The PS3 is Final Fantasy 14 as well. Also Tales from the Borderland, J-Star's Victory VS, and Blaze Blue.
Xbox 360 just this week as well. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Okay. Ride and Tales from the Borderlands episode, whatever it is.
The PC is getting OMG, The Ground is Falling, Pro Cycling Manager Season 2015, Batman Arkham Knight, Final Fantasy 14, Interstellar Rift, Tales from the Borderlands, MotoGP 15, Her Story, Streets of Fury, and Fort Meow.
The Nintendo for your console, the 25th of June, Art Academy Home Studio, the 30th, Legend of K Anniversary, and the 3DS on the 30th gets Samurai Warrior Chronicles.
The PS Vita is getting Hyper Dimension, Neptunia, and Samurai Warrior Chronicles 3. I love titles that I can't pronounce.
Those are fun.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So once again, a cable network is going to get a show that makes me have to get the stupid thing. Starz will be bringing us Neil Gaiman's American Gods. Partnered with Fremantle Media and executive producers Neil Gaiman, Brian Fuller, yeah, of Hannibal fame, and Michael Green, they're going to be, doing this fantastic, amazing book that we've been talking about for a long time. Hell, we talked about it back on the Geek Label podcast. We're longtime fans. Neil Gaiman is very excited, very thrilled about the whole thing. But like most book adaptations, we'll hold our breath. But damn, we really, really want to hope.
So the Samsung Galaxy X6 is the hottest Android phone on the market right now. And the Avengers is the most popular superhero movie franchise right now. So what better to do than put them together?
Sure.
Well, a fan decided that they wanted to get one, so he got the limited edition Iron Man Galaxy S6 Edge for the fetching price of $91,000.
Why?
For one phone.
Why?
Well, it's rare.
Okay.
There's only 1,000 being released. 91,000.
All right. Speaking of rare things, here's something you're not going to have. A follow-up for our video games, Batman Arkham Knight, had retailers sending letters out to folks yesterday saying that the crazy collector's edition that comes with the Batmobile, turns out they're not making that after all. Now, yeah, you remember us saying that, the game comes out very shortly, like next week. So this is kind of a last-minute edition, but it turns out that the Batmobile itself, built by Project Triforce, seems that DC was not happy with the way that it came out. Well, Warner Brothers was not happy. I've got to put it right. Warner Brothers was not happy and decided to pull the release entirely. So, if you pre-ordered this game, they owe you a refund, and you can get the regular game or the semi-collector's edition, not this third one. And please let this be a lesson to everybody that we all need to stop pre-ordering video games.
Scientists and animal rights activists have been eagerly awaiting the decision since the rule was first proposed 2 years ago, and it has finally been made. All chimpanzees, both wild and captive, will be listed as endangered under the Endangered Species Act. The announcement was made on the 12th by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services and has been landed by conservationists and the biomedical research group Sphere that this could impede clinical research for human benefit. Number one, if there are human problems,
right,
get humans to test it.
We can't do that. We
I
have
don't
a long,
understand
proud history.
Why, but through habitat destruction, disease, and poaching, there's been a sharp decline in numbers since 1976, when they were classified as threatened. In 1990, a law was passed that would say wild chimpanzees were endangered, but their captive counterparts would not be. This is ridiculous. All chimpanzees are endangered, and that's how it should be, because we've kind of screwed the pooch on it.
18-year-old Jeremy Cook, a native of Brampton, Ontario, lost his cell phone while he was in London. But you know what? He's got one of those apps that track the phone, so he's going to find the phone. He's going to track the phone, and he's going to find it. And he tracks it down to a parking lot where three guys in a car have his phone. Some words are exchanged, and they try to drive away, and he tries to grab at the door, and they shoot and kill this guy. Folks, we've talked about smartphones before. We talked about this a lot with GPS devices. Just because it says to do something, use common sense. If you can find your phone and there are some shady-looking people, Don't try to follow them. If they drive off in a car, leave them alone. Don't get killed over a phone. It's just not flipping worth it. All right? GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come by and check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn Flintstress Saucy all at geekradiodaily.com. And you be good. Don't follow your phone, and we will see you soon.
The world is not in your books and maps. It's out there.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Atom!
Come on, let's ditch him.
Atom! 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 Excusez-moi, monsieur.
No, they're not so fast, buddy.
Pardon?
You ain't paid yet.
Hey!
Hey!
I don't want to see you around here anymore! Eat it! Vous me connaissez, monsieur? Eat it, buddy! Idiot!